Hey there, this is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. When is the perfect time to ask a woman for sex? It's when you don't need it. I know it's overly simple, but this applies to everything, brother. It applies to trying to find a job you really want. The best time to look for a job that you really want is when you don't really need it. Best time to ask for a loan is when you don't really, really need the money. Best time to ask for a date is when you don't need a date, and the best time to ask for sex is when you don't need it. And the key word here is need, of course. You've heard me talk about neediness. I made a video over a year ago about why you shouldn't chase women and why you should chase more your own sense of worthiness and validation. There was a few people who got upset with me about that because they wanted to know, if I don't chase women, how the hell am I ever going to get laid? If I don't chase women, how am I ever going to have a relationship? If I don't chase women, what am I supposed to do? Sit in my bedroom and masturbate the rest of my life? They missed the point. In that video, I was saying you shouldn't chase women because if you're chasing them from a place of neediness, you're never going to get anywhere. You need to be chasing your own sense of confidence, your calm, cool sense of worthiness and self-respect, because when you get that, everything becomes easier. So the best time to ask a woman for sex is when you don't really need it. It's okay to want it. In fact, it's great to want sex. It's great to want a date. It's great to want women. I believe in relationship. I believe in healthy men and healthy women getting together, pursuing each other for connection and support and attraction and desire, affection, sex. I totally approve of you chasing women, but only from a healthy place. Because if you do it from an unhealthy place, the results will be disastrous. The perfect time to ask a woman for sex is when you don't need it. This is all about the fear of rejection. So when we fear rejection, when we go to ask for something and we're afraid we're not going to get it, our body tenses up. Every cell in our body takes on a different position. It gets tense, it gets fearful, it gets a little leery of what's going to happen. And people can sense this, whether you're asking for a loan, asking for a job, asking for a date, or asking a woman for sex. If you need it and you fear rejection, it's going to cause the whole transaction to go bad because everybody can smell the fear of rejection. They can smell neediness. Now, there's some research out there that says rejection is a real big deal. Rejection, when you fear rejection and you get rejected, it triggers a part of the brain that actually is associated with real physical pain. Like getting punched in the gut feels a lot like it feels when you get rejected. So how can you change the way you think about rejection? How can you change the way your brain works and processes the idea of getting a no when you go to ask for a job, money, or sex? Well, I found a book that I really, really like. It's a fun read. There's this Chinese guy, Jia Zhang is his name. And he wrote a book called Rejection Proof. And it's raining no's. No, 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 no. How do you put an umbrella around yourself to where the word no doesn't bother you anymore, to where you can feel more calm and cool when you invite somebody for a date, or you go to ask for a job, or you request sex with your partner? How can you get to the point to where no doesn't trigger that rejection part of your brain that makes it hurt so bad? Well, in that book, he does 100 silly things. He asks for the most ridiculous, outlandish things in the world to train himself to continue pursuing things he wants with no attachment to the outcome. And that's what I want you to get out of this video, is that the perfect time to ask a woman for sex is when you have no attachment to her yes, no attachment to the outcome. My business coach always tells me that yes lives in the land of no. Everyone wants to say no to everything. You approach anybody with a question and the first thing's going to be, how can I say no? So this book and some of the coaching that we do helps you understand that when you feel worthy in your own skin, when you feel full of confidence and self-respect, and you have this cool, calm mountain lion energy about you, you realize you can ask for anything and not be attached to the answer. And that's going to be the most successful place that you'll come from whenever you're trying to achieve something, whether you want a job, money, a date, or sex. When you come from a place of not needing it and you're detached from the outcome and you're not afraid of rejection, everything will change for you, I promise. So I want to invite you to watch some more videos. I'm going to attach one here about not chasing women that was so popular a year ago, so you understand more about what we're talking about. To get into this place of self-reliance and understanding that when you self-source your sense of validation and worthiness and personal masculine value, you don't get so caught up in getting no's. In fact, you have more fun with it. You just ask for what you want. Recently, I asked for a discount to this resort, for the Mexico resort retreat that we're doing. They wanted to charge me $1,500 because it was 7 days later than where I wanted to go. And they wanted a 6-night minimum. And unlike me, because I'm just like you, right? I said, well, you know, I'd rather not pay that amount. I'd rather pay $400 less a night, and I'd rather book it for 3 nights instead of 6. So can you do that? And the guy said, well, nobody asked me that before. He asked the owner, and he comes back and says, hey, it must be your lucky day because they said yes. And I just smiled because it's just confirmation that this is true. I wasn't attached to the answer. I just wanted to ask, will you give me a discount in fewer days? And the answer came back yes. So read this book. This is full of a bunch of stories, but much more crazy than that story, of things he asked for. And it turns out the more crazy they are, the more likely you are to get a yes. That's what I want you to learn from this video. If you want to talk more about this, you know where to find me on the website at goodguystogreatmen.com. You can go to the contact page and schedule an hour consultation call. I'll try to articulate. We enjoy having these conversations and help you find a way to get into our tribe, into our community, into one of our programs, so you can become that cool, calm, mountain lion, outcome independent man that you need to be, so you can get what you want without worrying about rejection. That's all I have for today. Take care. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.